Lauri Waititi with us. Hey, Lauri, tēnā koe, man. Thanks very much for joining us. Lots to talk about too. Unemployment figures, MMP referendums, making the tribunal recommendations binding. We'll start with the MMP call yesterday. Seemed to catch everybody a little by surprise when Luxon said he'd like a referendum on it. MMP better than FPP?
Absolutely. I think it's just ridiculous how much this government is threatened by the voices of those who don't agree with their political agendas. And this is the problem. You've got a fellow like Luxon who hasn't been strong enough. He's been absolutely weak as piss, to be quite honest, in regards to his own coalition partners. And his answer is now to change the whole system because he's a weak leader and a weak prime minister. And I ask that question, who's the real prime minister here? Is it him or Winston Peters? There's a reason why he won't get rid of Winston Peters for his racist rant against the Chinese community. It's because if he does, Winston could threaten the very existence of his coalition and force a early election. And so, you know, who's running this country? It ain't Christopher Luxon. So flapping his mouth about having a referendum on MMP is more a reflection on his ability to lead the country as a prime minister and actually make a stance and make some moral stances, and that's exactly what he can't do. The other thing is that what you do is you silence the majority of the people here in Aotearoa. If you were to put all of those, all the other parties other than National and Labour together, you'll find that there's a huge lot of people that don't agree with their mainstream thinking. Hence why the others exist. We're not all monolithic we're not all one thinking peoples. It's just it's just another ploy to continue to silence New Zealanders. You can see it in many of the legislative processes that they've moved this year, especially with Māori, with the support of New Zealand First, who want to be the only party sitting in the middle making decisions about who the government is. Oh, no. Come November the 7th, if our people use the power of those Māori seats, and candidate the party body into parliament, there will be only one party deciding for the first time in 173 years. The Māori will be deciding who the next prime minister is on November the 7th.
Tēnā koe, thank you. The big infrastructure debate, I saw, note that Te Pāti Māori wasn't involved, suggestions that there was some level of consensus among the other parties in Parliament. Were you invited to attend that infrastructure debate, or did you prefer not to be part of it?
Oh, yeah. We can't be at every debate. There's four of us. You've spent because of the numbers that we have to be able to participate. What we do is ensure that our vote is still counted in that particular space. But in terms of infrastructure, we continue to push into those spaces. Infrastructure is of importance to us because it's roading, buildings, hospitals, schools, and accessibility. And our people are taxpayers too. So like I said, we can't get to every debate. That's just because of our numbers. But we put our vote to those bills, and you'll find that we're not at. And a lot of those, we're usually in the House doing what we need to do to prepare for the big debates that are really affecting our people. But in terms of the infrastructure, if there was anything in there that you're pointing out to me that was critical, you'll find that we don't have the numbers to be at all of the debates.
Tēnā koe.
But I'm hoping our people change that come November 7th.
Well, tēnā koe. Te Pāti Māori's pledge to make the Waitangi Tribunal recommendations binding. Why do you believe this change is necessary? How would it alter the relationship between Māori and the Crown, Rawiri?
Well, we don't have an upper house. There's no upper house. There's no treaty house. There's no space for accountability to the constitutional arrangements between the Crown and Māori here in Aotearoa. So lawmakers can, and as you've seen in this term, make decisions, continue to breach the Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and the tribunal is there to ensure that the government looks at historical breaches, but also there should be some tools there to ensure that there's not continued breaches. And so Tamaiti Māori has been absolutely clear on that, on those particular issues, is to make the Waitaki Tribunal recommendations binding. We also want to create a commissioner for Te Tiriti o Waitangi. And there should be, until we do get an upper house, look, every other democracy has an upper house. I went to the parliament in Canada. I've been to the parliament in England. And they all have, you know, there's the House of Lords and House of Commons. They've also got a Senate and things over in Canada. So there is a level of accountability, but also an auditing process where lawmakers and the laws that they move go through a process of audit and there's some kind of impact statements made. So, you know, until we do have an upper house, and Matake, my recommendations that were written by Moana Jackson over a three-year period, he came up with two houses. One was a Kawanatanga sphere, one was a Rangatiratanga sphere, and the other one was the Tiriti Waitangi sphere, where we can come together in those spaces. So until we have an upper house, or until we have that type of constitutional arrangement here in Aotearoa, we've got to put things in place to ensure that the Tiriti Waitangi has not been continued breaches, and that the government is out to account in regards to the lawmaking that they make that doesn't impact on Te Tiriti o Waitangi. So those are the three things that we would do: make the Waitangi Tribunal recommendations binding. We would require a Te Tiriti impact statement on every bill, and we would create a parliamentary commissioner for Te Tiriti o Waitangi.
Yeah, it's pretty comfortably with Māori interests, but of course, talking with politicians from the other parties, they're so dismissive. Damn right rude, to be honest, about the abilities of the Waitangi Tribunal, and some just absolutely happy to completely ignore its findings.
I
encourage you to push down this path and let the people decide. Tamari unemployment, and when I mentioned the figures, I think it was sort of mid-fives for mainstream, but over tens for Māori, and obviously way worse for our rangatahi. I put the question to both Winston and Seymour yesterday and said, what appears to be in the middle of the stats between the 5.5 and 10.5? I'd suggested it was racism. Both of them sort of dodged off on another tangent, not comfortable really to try and explain the difference there, but you might be better at it. Our unemployment, Māori, is now at its highest level in more than a decade, exceeding levels seen during the COVID-19 period. What do you believe is driving the increase, and what would Te Pāti Māori do differently to create jobs and opportunities?
Thank you for that question, Dale. I believe our rangatahi unemployment rates are up around about 24-25%. That's a huge concern for us. The other one is that the other concerning one is our pakeke, which is up at 16%. And so we've got an issue at both ends of our demographic in regards to employment. So, you know, we've had 73,000 people leave in this year overseas. So they're finding better oranga over in Melbourne, Paris, London, and Washington, which is a concern also. So our people are leaving, our brightest and our best are leaving the shores for better employment opportunities. Why? Because, you know, when you've had this government, they've got rid of near on 20,000 public public office jobs. We've had huge liquidation in construction and building. And so now you know why our people don't have those jobs, why unemployment is so high, and why poverty is growing. You know, Te Pāti Māori has been clear. So, you know, that infrastructure you talked about, Dale, our policy has been clear, even in regards to infrastructure here in Aotearoa, is that there needs to be a higher procurement level for Te Iwi Māori. And we've always said that our whānau first policy was about allowing 25% procurement for Māori. What that allows us to do is, we need to increase the numbers of apprenticeships here in Aotearoa, and there needs to be a certain amount given to our people to allow us onto the ladder. The other thing is that our people, and it's our companies that need those contracts. So 25% procurement allows our businesses a free avenue into ensuring that they can bid for those jobs. And then our people also need to be the ones living in those houses, so building those houses, the apprenticeships to go with it, the contracts to go to our Māori companies, so we're not losing them to Australia, Melbourne and Perth. And then, housing is also an issue for our people, is that our people are living in it. And so that's just why we need an end-to-end opportunity for our people to be able to survive in Aotearoa, and that is one in regards to getting our people into dry, warm and electric homes. Our people being able to build them, our businesses being able to receive those contractors, and then increase apprenticeships at the other end. So, that's just one way. The other thing is that you cannot force our people out of education because they can't afford it. And so fees-free education for our people is vitally important, and also getting rid of the current loans that our people have. And so the current loans that our university students have, I think, accumulate to about $12 billion. We just gave $12 billion to our military. Why? I don't know. What are we going to do? If there was a war breakout, are we going to fly over there on paper plane jets or something like that, because we don't have any? So, those are some of the things that I would be looking at, and that's exactly how Te Pāti Māori will be entering into this election with that thought in mind.
Well, there's certainly a lot going on. I thank you for freewheeling through some of the issues today. Te Taumato Apanui, the draw is on tomorrow. Are you going to stand this year? I mean, I know it's hot time with an election on November the 7th. You'd be right in the midst of preparing for Te Matatini. If you were to stand, have you made a decision, Rawiri?
this is the unique thing about Te Taumato Apanui Day, is that we start our practice 6 weeks out. So election will be done. I find Kapa Haka is huge oranga for me. And I know it brings huge oranga for others that participate, and especially at that level. And I know there's some research being done at the moment through Te Matatini around its health benefits that it brings into in regards to Kapa Haka. But Kapa Haka is definitely an oranga for me. And I can confirm that I will be performing at Te Matatini.
Well, tēnā koe, and good on you. I love the reference. People see it just as performance. But these offshoots, the oranga that you mentioned, both physical, mental health, and spiritual, very much intertwined into it. Have you, with your high profile, managed to have any sway in the draw tomorrow so that you get a good time slot?
Well, not unless I have influence over somebody's fingers going into a bowl to pull the names out. I don't think so.
Now, I remember because they used to do the raffles down at the pub that my old man used to drink at, and for the Dart Club. And they used to use bottle tops numbered 1 to 40. When they came to draw time, one of the bottle tops would come out of the pie warmer.
So, oh, I see. Those are very good tricks.
And so you go around to a member of the Dart Club to say, oh, you look honest. Would you please choose the, put your hand in the bag? And of course they go in the bag and there's that hot bottle top, mate. So there's an old trick.
Hot bottle top. They'll always grab the hot bottle top. Of course.
Those days, Dale. Yeah, sure. Well, you make sure that Te Taumato Apanui, that your bottle tops come out of the pie warmer. All right. Good talking with you. Hey, listen, you have quite an impact on Scotty Morrison. I note when you guys talk on to Cut It Air, his voice lifts and he starts to giggle. Good on you, mate. Have a good weekend. Thanks very much.
Kia ora.